Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us this morning in order to try and understand this a little bit more is Willem Els, Senior Training Coordinator on Terrorism and Explosives at the Transnational Threats and International Crimes Program at the Institute for Security Studies. Good morning. How are you bright and early this morning?
Good morning, Howard. Doing very well. And you?
I am well, thank you. So the question, of course, is nobody particularly wants to attack South Africa, do they?
No. We are fortunate that we are in SADC. We've got the non-attack alliance or pact. You know, we are pretty much sort of secured here, but so was Mozambique.
That is true. So every country needs a defense force. There's no question about that.
That is very true. That is very true. But you see the problem that we're sitting with, everybody working with a budget knows that, you know, you've got this cake and this cake has got so many slices. Mm. Those slices always sort of differ in size depending on your priorities. And unfortunately, you know, if the priority is not so high, the slice becomes smaller and smaller. We saw that with the Defense Force, as the minister said, over the past 20 years, but we also saw that recently with the police, and unfortunately that might have been some of the contributing factors to the tremendous rise in crime in the police over the past period in the statistics that have been revealed. So you see, there's always this challenge when you cut the slice smaller and smaller and smaller because of the threat or the perceived threat that is not there, but then all of a sudden it comes back to bite you when you least expect it.
So I mean, I'm assuming that what the minister is saying is correct, that they haven't invested in the Defense Force.
Yeah, they have not invested. You know, I think it's a combination of a few factors that we are looking at here. You're mentioning Danel. You know, also we saw that the state capture plays a major role in that, apart from the investment. That also hampered it. We saw bad and poor management and governance of these sectors also contributed to that. But, you know, without the investment and the budget to effectively run these institutions, it hampers us. You know, we sit with a severe challenge now. You know, it's a ripple effect that actually takes place. If you look at the Defense Force, for instance, you look at our helicopters, if you look at our aircraft and all the other equipment that they are using, you know, they are very heavily dependent on Danel to supply them, for instance, with spare parts. Those things have to be serviced, they have to be maintained, et cetera, et cetera. And many of our helicopters are actually grounded at the moment because of a lack of spare parts. So it's got a tremendous ripple effect in the readiness of South Africa. You know, South Africa, apart from our own defense, we are currently deployed in Mozambique. We can see that our Navy is not really well represented there because our naval vessels are just not serviceable at the moment because of a lack of funds and also of spare parts. And the same with our helicopters and so on.
Is it all about equipment or is it about training of personnel as well?
It's a combination of that because, remember, training costs money. So, you know, I've been in training and for a long time in my life. I'm also very much involved in training now. Unfortunately, so when you are looking at slicing determining those slices of the cake, one of the first slices that you'd like to cut a little bit and to resize is your training budget, and then without a well trained and training in the military perspective is not just a once off training. It's continuous training. So you have to continue investing in this training, particularly, yeah.
Given the fact that South Africa is unlikely to face a war of its own, and of course, as you said, it does need to have the capability given what's happened in other regions. Does the training or the equipment or the focus, should the focus be a little bit different? In other words, what we've seen from the army or the need from the army over the last couple of years has been more civil deployment than it is anything else.
Okay, sorry, Howard, you just cut away. It's very soft, but I get it that you say that we should have looked better or differently at what has happened.
Well, does the type of training, given the fact that we are not in a high conflict region, should we not be looking at different type of training?
Yes, you should. It depends on your priorities. It depends on the threat. So there's a whole matrix that you have to look at. And you have it's like anyone working with a budget. If your budget is getting smaller, you have to start to think to be wise in how you spend your money and how you divide your budget in that. So if you then don't have enough money, you should then rather focus on strategic areas that will still maintain the edge. We look at our readiness. We look at the deployment in Mozambique, for instance, at the moment. We see that making war and being prepared for war or for defending your country, it's expensive. The 3-month deployment for South African forces alone is almost R1 billion. That's the budget. So it's a lot of money, and if you do not spend it wisely, you're going to end up in a situation where you sit with a dysfunctional defense force, and for that matter, police force.
Mm-hmm. What is likely to happen?
I think what is likely to happen in this situation, we have to rethink. We have to sit down and have a hard think about what we spend, how we spend, how we're going to redevelop. And also invest in newer technology. With newer technology, it replaces a lot of the old things that cost a lot of money and so on. So we will have to be really wise in how we redesign our defense force, and for that matter, our police service. Now that we have the time, now that we're sitting, we say, hey guys, we've got a problem. How are we going to redevelop ourselves, redesign and reposition ourselves in order to face the threats that might be there, the perceived threats, but also, with any country, you have to have a certain level of readiness that has to be maintained. And I don't think we really lived up to that over the past few years.
Willem Els, Senior Training Coordinator on Terrorism and Explosives at the Transnational Threats and International Crimes Program at the Institute for Security Studies, talking to us about the South African Defence Force.